Stories of the Bible. Moses in the Wilderness. This is Moses.
Hey.
Who was an Israelite born in Egypt in a time when Israelite boys were not supposed to live.
Wait, huh?
Moses, however, grew up in the palace of the Pharaoh, the very man who was enslaving the Israelite people. When Moses grew up, he made a big mistake and fled Egypt to live with the Midianites. But God called Moses back to Egypt to deliver his people with the help of his brother Aaron. After God showed his miraculous power in Egypt, he led the Israelites through the Red Sea and towards the Promised Land. They followed God, who showed himself as a cloud by day and fire by night. As God led them through the wilderness, the Israelites became thirsty and hungry. They complained to Moses and Aaron and said, "If only we had died in Egypt." God said to Moses that he would provide for his people.
Hey.
Each morning they awoke and found manna for the day.
What's that?
And each night God gave them meat. The people were still thirsty, and they were mad at Moses, saying, "Did you bring us out here to die of thirst?"
Yeah.
So Moses cried out to God, and God told Moses to strike a rock, and water came flowing out of it for the people to drink. And so the Lord provided for his people's needs. After traveling in the desert for 3 months, they came to Mount Sinai, and God called Moses from the top of the mountain. God spoke to Moses there of the future of his people and reminded him of the miracles of the past. After 3 days, there was thunder and lightning as a thick cloud covered the mountain. The people heard a loud trumpet blast. And Moses led people to the foot of the mountain to meet with God. God told them how his people were to live and how they were to honor him and respect each other. The Israelites had seen for themselves that God had spoken to Moses from heaven. These rules that God told them are called the Ten Commandments. And the Israelites feared God, for his mighty power had brought them out of slavery and provided for them in the desert.